Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's Den Podcast. We are on podcast 14 of season 2. Today, we are going to be getting into just setting up your week, right? So start off the week, get ahead on things. When you do that, you will then feel better about yourself. So one of the number one things that I have talked about before and went through is lists, get things done, set them up, what you need to get done in a day. Move forward with those things. So that's one of the biggest things that I have realized and seen is if I get my list going, get my things set up, started, it will set me up and pull things going forward. As well as when you have positivity, lots of good things happening in your life. I've noticed more and more as I have good things happening, you get busy and then you don't have time for yourself. So then you got to fill up your own cup. So one of the things that I have really realized since getting injury is not proper workouts. I've only been very limited to what I can do, that then I don't fill up my cup fully. I don't feel as good. So it's one of the biggest things that I've noticed in the past few months. So making sure that even when you're on the wind's highs, make sure you're taking care of yourself as much as you can. Recovering if you need to, eat properly, taking care of all those things. Because if you don't do that, then you fall behind and negative things happen to you. One of the bigger things in my life that I have noticed is brain, all of those things, taking care of them, reading, positivity, listening to audiobooks, setting yourself up for positivity throughout the day and throughout your life. So day to day is a great way to think, positivity leading from today to tomorrow. All of those wins, little wins, crossing things off on a list is huge. People don't think about it, but as you win on a day, as you cross out a thing or two, things lead up. You feel good about yourself, and as you do that, it will lead to more positivity and better things in your life. One of the biggest things that I have noticed when you're having your wins, you're crossing off things, you start feeling better about yourself, picks you up, makes you feel like you've achieved more and more. When you sit back and do not do these things, you don't know where you're going. You don't have a lead. You don't think as much. You don't realize how much amazing things you're getting done. And then it just leads from day to day. And you don't realize the pick-me-ups that you get. One of the biggest things that I've noticed in my life is as you get a win, leads to another. All those things, amazing stuff happens. You feel good about yourself. And it will lead to more successful and bigger wins in your life as well. My favorite pick-me-up thing is always positivity. Start your day with a read. Start your day with whatever it needs to be. Take care of yourself so that it takes care of the rest of the world. You're only good if you fill yourself up with amazing stuff and positivity. If you sit back and think negative, it will then lead to more negativity. So don't allow that. Don't allow these things to creep into your life. Life is way too short, so you got to take care of you. This will then lead to amazing things, and you will feel better about yourself. As you start setting up things and picking up on your own parts of life, one of the biggest focuses that I would say is your impact on others. Look at that. It's one of the things, especially when you start a week, how you can get ahead, the impact, positive impacts you can have on other people, taking care of it, taking care of everything, financial things. There's always a big stress for people. Taking care of it, surrounding yourself, teaming up with people that will make a huge difference in your life. As you can break through getting positivity and making more wins, you'll then take care as you see more and more. It's like a snowball effect. And that is why I always suggest at the beginning of the week, getting into routine, crossing things off, getting those things going, because you will feel way better about yourself as you do these things. One of the bigger concepts that I won on years ago was setting your losses aside, learning from them, and then moving forward. As you do this, you will start feeling and leading to more and more, figuring out exactly what went wrong so you can make things right as well. Breaking through on those positives, you look at exactly how it happened, why it happened, the people that were in it, and it'll change your brain into realizing surrounding people that will help you, pick you up, and team is better than individual. So if you can figure that out, you will always lead to more wins in your life. Now, as always, today is more, I like to do more one-off things, going off on some tangents, which sometimes is not as productive, but today's is all about that list, starting off your week, right? That was the whole focus of it. So the number one thing is thinking about when you get derailed through a week, if you start your week off right, how in the past you start out positive and then you lead to negative. What are these things? How do these things change you? Sit back, think about it. Now, if you start positive, you have a positive thing, we lead to a negative, Okay, change that back. So realizing where you get derailed. Think about right now how you're going to start your week off right. What are you going to do? That's the first thing. We're not giving numbers how many, because you might need way more than somebody else, or you might just need a few. How are you starting your week off right? Now, throughout the week, what are you going to do when you get derailed? What's going to put you back on track? Thinking about what you're start your week off right with, and then what we're going to get you back on track. Make a few lists. Start thinking things through. Things that are going to start up the week, and then things that are going to get your week back right. Those are the focuses. For me, like I said, getting my week off right, coming in, having a coffee, do some reading, scratch off a few things off my work schedule first thing, and then be productive for the rest of the day. When I get derailed, go back to reading, getting that brain right, and then surrounding myself with positive people that bring me up throughout the week. And when I get derailed, try to get a workout in, try to do some reading, try to make an impact on somebody else's life. Those would be my two lists, sharing them with you. So think about it before we leave here. Start your week off right. What are you going to do? And then when you get derailed, how are you going to get back on track? Thank you so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.